It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Kirby has a question to ask. Is Kirby a home wrecker? Is what we're going to title this. She wants it to be titled, I'm not a home wrecker. But I said, let's open up this as a question. So it's Mojo in the Morning. Kirby, who is the director of all of our audio here on the show, also does the midday shift on Channel 955 in Detroit. And you say you're not a home wrecker, huh?
I am not a home... Mojo! I can't believe you would even ask me that.
Let me judge. Let me see. What do you got?
So, my mother and I, we were having an interesting exchange just the other day because I have quite a few guy friends that have wives. Like, they're happily married. And sometimes, you know, I'll go hang out with them and their families. But then sometimes my guy friends and I, or my guy friend and I, we'll go have lunch. And it was a couple days ago, I was going to have lunch with one of my friends. And I was putting on like a little dress or something just to go out. We're going to like lunch. And my mom was like, oh, that's what you're wearing? Oh, well, I mean, does his wife know you're coming? And she had all of these questions. And she was like,
Wait, stop for a second. I have never, ever seen you come to work dressed in a dress.
Yes, you have.
When?
You actually complimented her the last time she did. We all did, yeah.
Look, I look a lot different like outside my work clothes.
But wait, you purposely, though, put it on for him.
Well, no, like sometimes I just wear a dress. Look, sometimes I look lavish and sometimes I look less than, okay? And y'all get a lot of less than in here because it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, okay?
But wait. So tell us, why specifically would your mom have to point that out if she also said, what are you wearing?
Is old school and she is a married woman, so I felt like maybe, the dress was given a little thigh. It was given a little thigh, but it was still conservative thigh, like it was church thigh, you know? Okay. And so she was just like, oh, that's what you're wearing. Is his wife gonna be there? And I mean, I have like zero feels beside like that are romantic for this guy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she had all of these questions and she just thought it was very odd for me to be.
Can I ask you a question? Hmm? Did mom call you a thought?
No, she didn't call me a thought.
Does she know that word?
Oh,
yeah, I'm sure she does it. She doesn't regularly into her vocabulary.
Her generation knows that word, thought. No, Grandma says, always called thought. You be Tatiana.
No. Is this happening right now?
Yes.
Is this happening?
Cool face, baby.
I don't know how his wife did know.
Because I think I know who you're talking about. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it what?
Is it?
Okay,
never mind.
She wants to know if it's Evrod from Local 4.
He's one of them. Okay, yeah. He's one of them.
But, like, his wife would know, because you guys go out to lunch.
Yeah,
we
and him. And you're friends with his wife, right, too, right?
Yeah.
Right, so that's what I'm saying.
What about
this guy's wife? But conversely, if you're friends with, you know, these are just guy friends. You have no feels for them. Why wouldn't you just go in what you wore to work? Like, today you're dressed kind of grunge. I like your style. It's kind of 90s grunge.
Thank
but you threw a hat on and a flannel. Why did you feel the need to slap on a sexy dress?
You use a word. You said sexy dress.
Well, you said it showed some thigh.
I said church thigh, though.
Church thigh? There's no church thigh. Yes, there's church below the knee.
I mean, it was just a feeling I had. I honestly was not thinking about him when I was getting dressed. I was just like, this is what I want
to
wear
today.
You
like to dress up. You like to look nice.
I do, but it takes a lot of time, and that's also why y'all don't get it.
I want to ask the listeners this. 844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548. Does Kirby have to be careful because some people might think that she's a home wrecker, that she's going out with married men for lunch.
A floozy.
Did we ask this question? I just missed it when I was trying to find Tatiana on my my phone. Did we ask the question of is your relationship as good with this guy's wife as it is with Evrod's wife?
All of them.
You love all the wives?
Yeah.
The wives like you.
So it's like it was Evrod's wife. It was not a secret that you were hanging out.
Yeah, I really feel feel like my mom just has this like antiquated belief of like. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys invite the wives to come out to the lunch, or they just can't make it?
I don't know if they were invited. Honestly.
Do these guys ever share with you like details about their marriages?
Nah, I can't be telling all the church's business, honey. Yeah.
Hold on, Lizzie. What did you want to say?
I thought that Kirby was dating a woman for some reason.
Really?
Really?
She's no.
Well, Ashley, who used to be on our show, was dating.
Ashley.
Is dating a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ashley.
I like salami on my sandwich.
Yeah, I'm every woman's fantasy. Mama always tell me I was gonna break hearts. I guess it's her fault. Stupid. Don't be mad at me.
What's up, Lisa? Hello.
Hey. Doing good. Just saying, you know, a lot of times we women get dressed up because it makes us feel good. We do.
That is very true.
We feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We put makeup on. We put makeup on because it makes us feel awesome.
Yes.
It has little to do with who we're having lunch with.
Okay. That's why you see a lot of girls wearing trends that guys hate, but they don't care because they're not dressing up for a guy. They're dressing up for their friends.
And then also,
girlfriends.
If somebody was to see you with this man, it probably makes you look more desirable. And I might catch another something out there while I'm with him.
There you go.
It's true.
Hey, and honestly, there's a lot of guys out there that sometimes will kind of check out a girl that's with a different guy,
mm-hmm.
like more likely than if they're there with a girlfriend or they're singly. You know, that they get a little competitive.
Very interesting. Yeah, interesting thought on that. What's up, Sarah? It's Mojo in the Morning.
Hi. So I really think that women and men can be friends easily. I have some really good guy friends, and it's not like I don't know feelings at all. But I had a really good guy friend. He was my best friend for a really long time, and then he had a girl come into his life, and they got married, and I was, like, in their wedding, and then she got very jealous of our relationship, even though there was nothing sexual in nature of it at all, and then completely cut him off from me, wasn't allowed to talk to him.
Really?
Well, she must have thought that you guys were closer than you really were, or maybe you were closer than you really were.
We weren't.
Okay, I'm just making sure. It's wild that they'll have you in the wedding, but then all of a sudden turn and get a little jealous. What's up, Taylor?
Hi. I just wanted to say, like, Kirby, you do you.
Thank you.
I do the same thing. I dress up for me. I dress up literally if I'm going out, and I will pass windows and just, like, look at myself in the window. I don't care who's looking at me. It's all for me.
So you get dressed up and go out with married guys like Kirby does?
Okay. You can't say it like that.
Married guys. I mean, I go out with my guy friends
okay.
and hang out, but that's it.
All right. Kelly, you go out with married guys, though, don't you?
Yes. My friend, I have been best friends with him since middle school, and his wife, she doesn't come out. She's a nurse. She works overnights. We go out to the bar together all the time. We meet up at, you know, Red Robin all the time together. And I'm engaged. My fiance doesn't care. His wife don't care. We go out all the time.
And there's no attraction there?
Nope.
Do you guys ever cuddle on the couch together?
Nobody's doing that.
No.
Nobody's doing that.
Okay.
Nope. We just hungry.
Just
hungry. Gotta eat.
For food, not each other, and for some thigh.
And you gotta say married guy, going out with your married guy friend, not married men, Mojo. I'm not just out
married
here on
friend.
The app
okay.
like, hey,
okay. All
let's
right.
go, yeah.
What's up, Sarah?
Mojo, let her live her life. She can't look good for herself.
I'm just making
Why's
sure.
Why's gotta be for a man?
Thank you, love.
I'm making sure that her mom and dad don't listen to the radio and have a heart attack one day listening to something that Kirby says or somebody else says about her.
I'm feeling this love
Leave
today.
Leave her alone. Listen, Kirby, you show that church die, girl.
Thank
right.
you.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Jessica wants to be voice disguised because she's got something good to say. I'm going to move. Ooh. What's that? Hello?
Hi. So I have some neighbors that we're all really good friends with. And one of the married couples, like, we've always just gotten together, had a really good time. Well, one of the guys has been sending me text messages and telling me how he's not happy in his marriage.
Okay.
And I've had to repeatedly tell him that I'm not interested. And I don't know if I'm supposed to go to his wife. I'm not friends with his wife anymore.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you something. You
don't
confront him.
Run. on.
Well, you also tell him that's inappropriate. Yeah. You got to say that to him, especially in writing.
In writing, yeah, reply so it's a record that you said it was inappropriate.
Because she's
at the point where I want to like respond to the text message and copy his wife on it.
Now you
don't
know what?
It's
not worth it. But you better respond to him with it's not appropriate, because otherwise, if she ever finds out that you didn't do it that way, she's assuming that you're doing something with him.
What a mess. So it just goes to show just being nice to people can backfire.
Yeah, you got to be careful. And of course, Mark, it's because we're guys, right? And a penis has no conscience.
What?
That's right. What did you want to say to Kirby?
Okay, so she might not have feelings for him other than a friend, but what if by some chance he starts developing feelings, even though he is married?
No.
I've actually had that happen today.
No.
Really?
I'm not married. I've had that happen to, you know, the friend zone and all that.
You started having feelings with the girl that was just the friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My friendships run deep, y'all. Like, I see people, like, my friends at their worst, like, to the point where it's like, I've seen too much. Like, the sexy is never, ever coming back or could ever be there. No.
But it's possible for him, though. I mean, you may not have feelings, but for him, what if he does?
It's between him and Jesus.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said, blah, blah. Blah. 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man, she tried.
Can I do this?
Come on, toots! I only have a friend. Come on.
I'm just waiting for the
call. I'm not even going for it.
Here we go, everybody.
You got what I need. And you say he's just a friend,
Kirby.
And you say it's just a thigh.
Oh, baby, you.
Church thigh.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.